WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are just...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Can you feel the heat? Say hello to Eddie. I don't care if you don't like me. Fight me. Do you feel it? Hey, keep talking. Yo.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, well, you can use it here. You just hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, slash co-host, slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. Thursday night. There's the football's on Prime. Just hit the button. Like, you know, Prime. That's a thing. Jets just scored, so they're trying to make this a game. So we may have a fourth quarter to actually be interesting as background fodder for the night show. So that's always good. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live. Because we have things to talk about, and the reason we're playing Eddie's music is that it's been 20 years since his passing.
Oh my God.
It has 20 years today.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was all over Twitter, so I was like, might as well use his music. At least here in the start of the show.
A real one. Eddie Guerrero, salute. We miss you.
Also, later on in the show, we were going to talk Monday Night Raw, because we were not live, because I was watching the Eagles game. I was watching the Eagles beat the Packers in such a high-scoring affair.
I was going to say, it was so stimulating. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
Me too. I didn't get up at one point just to cut boxes to throw away in trash. I did not do that because the game was so stimulating. I didn't need to do that.
Raw was good, though.
Raw was good. I watched it right after. I watched it right after. So, you know, that's how that goes. But we got stuff to get into. We got news. presented by us at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG 1211.
That's right. Jumping in with WWE. Roman Reigns and CM Punk will lend their voices in the upcoming Zootopia 2, which is going to hit theaters November 26th. They're going to be playing zebra buddy cops.
Yeah, I think The Rock's in this movie too. So it's Rock, Roman, Punk in Zootopia 2. I believe The Rock's
Who's Rock playing?
We'll find out. Let's see. We're going to look up Zootopia 2.
Because Zootopia is the one with the fox and the bunny, right? Or is that something different?
He plays Zeke. Yeah. He plays an antelope. An accident-prone antelope.
Ooh, it's got Patrick Warburton in it. Nice.
Ed Sheeran's in it. Who's the sheep?
Hey, Jennifer Goodwin and Josh Dallas are in it.
Tommy Chong.
Robert Irwin.
Shakira. Andy Samberg.
Alan Tudyk.
So, I like that on the Wikipedia page, they're paired together as a pair of zebra cops. No names, just a pair of zebra cops.
Well, you know, it's the small things, right?
But hey, they're out there doing work.
They are indeed out there doing the voice work. May it lead to many other things in it.
Indeed. But that's cool. It's cool. It's a major motion picture that's going to be out there for the holidays. I mean, you can't go wrong. It's a Disney movie. You can't go wrong.
It's a Disney movie. You can't go wrong. And honestly, if Roman is looking to transition to Hollywood, it's a good way to transition. Just starting to do voice work. I think that's honestly how John Cena sort of saved his Hollywood career, was doing voice work for a while and doing like kids movies and stuff like that. That's how Rock kind of broke in, was doing like action adventure, but he also did kids movies. So if Punk or Roman are looking to go into the business, that's a good way to start it. And honestly, you can't beat starting with Disney.
You really can't.
Like, I know plenty of people that would love to have those roles. So good on them for it. Like, no judgment at all.
None at all.
We were talking about Eddie at the top of the show, but Chavo Guerrero Jr. has signed with WWE to work with AAA. So congratulations to him.
Yep, he's working as a producer for the brand. It's been kind of known, but it's official now.
You got to put pen to paper. You gotta sign the thing. WWE and Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, one of the world's premier sports and entertainment companies, have announced a new long-term strategic partnership, bringing together two iconic global enterprises. The partnership will explore opportunities across multiple areas, including exclusive merchandise collaborations, original content development, community-focused programs, and regular cross-brand appearances from team players and WWE superstars. Additionally, Monday Night Raw will return to MLSE's Scotiabank Arena in Toronto on Monday, January 26th. Superstars will make appearances at the Toronto Maple Leafs games on the 25th and the 27th, with Toronto sports personalities also in attendance on Monday Night Raw, which will air on Netflix around the world.
Very cool.
So I'm assuming that like the Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment own Toronto, like the Maple Leafs?
I would assume that.
Or they are the Maple Leafs.
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a huge... It's not a huge leap.
No.
They're named Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. Toronto Maple Leafs.
It's a professional sports and commercial real estate company based in Toronto, is what Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment is.
Interesting.
With that to include the franchises in four of six major... Yeah. They own the building.
Okay. Hey, you know what? That's... In some cases, even better.
Yeah,
it's good to be in business with the person that owns the building.
They have the Maple Leafs, Raptors. Yeah, they're the subsidiaries. Yeah, so they have part ownership in all this stuff and the buildings.
Hmm, good for them. Very good for them. So may it be a lucrative partnership for everybody involved.
Indeed.
WWE, in partnership with Chose Chicago, the city's official destination marketing organization, announced today that it will return to the United Center in Chicago, the largest indoor arena in the United States, for Elimination Chamber on Saturday, February 28th in 2026. Wow. Wrestling in Chicago at the United Center.
On the road to WrestleMania.
Featuring
CM Punk, who may or may not be a champion at the time, and if he's not the champion, could win the Elimination Chamber in his hometown.
They gasp.
I know, right? Shocking. But hey, they're using the United Center. It's been a long time since they've been there, so.
It has been a long time. It's just, it's wrestling in Chicago. How novel. Because it feels like we talk about Chicago a lot when it comes to wrestling.
We do.
I couldn't imagine why that is.
I don't know. I don't know.
It has been a minute.
Not really.
Not really?
Not really.
Okay. I tried. I tried, y'all.
Hey, Rock, I got one question. If I say his name, will he appear?
You tell me.
Well, chat. Brent will be very excited about this, by the way. Joe Hendry, he didn't show up in my house, has officially signed with WWE.
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Which is awesome news for him. Total congrats. I think this has been sort of like a long time coming. Because he was in TNA and he just got over and he's a fan favorite with WWE. And so they're like, hey, why don't you just, you know, come on board and we'll just do the thing.
His contract was ending with TNA at the end of this year. So he's finished up his dates with TNA and is now officially part of WWE. And he's going to be working on the NXT brand, which he's been for months. But now it's official. Now he's going to be, like, it's kind of been well known that it's kind of, he's going to be a part of the company. It's because when WWE's been going out to do all these fan events, right? Where they have the setups for entrances to your favorite WWE superstars entrance. Guess whose name has always been on that list this year?
If I say it, will he reappear again?
You tell me.
Joe Hendry?
He did not reappear.
He did not reappear. Okay.
He did not reappear. Mainly because there's a cooldown. Can't reappear right away. That would be why. I would have hit the button. But yeah, his entrance stuff has been available since WrestleMania. So when they did the Fan Fest, the Fanatics Fest, his thing was on there. SummerSlam weekend. Whenever they have the entrance thing, his stuff was there so you could do it. So it's been widely known. But now, officially, you say his name. And he'll appear.
Joe Hendry.
It didn't play. Why didn't it play?
I have confetti.
Yeah, it should have played. That's weird. Need a refund.
Maybe he's tired. Maybe he needs a nap, so he sent confetti instead.
Like, it populated the asset, but it didn't run it. Weird. Oh, well, we tried.
Maybe it's like, you only get one. That's it.
Apparently, he's only good for one time. And then the joke dies.
Say his name and he appears.
It was just delayed.
I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
He has performance anxiety.
Like, first time I hit it, it worked right away at the timing. This time kills its own joke because it didn't play. Anyway, Joe Hendry, WWE. Say his name and he'll appear. We all believe. And Joe Hendry.
So moving on to AEW, MVP has signed a contract extension with AEW.
Yeah, he's very happy there. So congrats. He'll be sticking around for years to come as a wrestler and into a managerial role, terms like a producer or something backstage. So.
Which is good for him. I'm happy for him.
That is very cool. Speaking of being very, very happy for someone, this is not on our sheet at all, but because it just happened as we go to break. Congrats to one time. Guest of this show. He was the future, but he's just now the present. Frankie Kazarian, TNA World Champion.
Let's go, Frankie!
TNA Original finally wins the World Championship by beating Mike Santana tonight on a live episode of Impact.
Hey, let's go! Congrats, Frankie. So well deserved. Seriously, so well deserved.
It is. So it was shocking when NXT showed up. Lots of interference. But Frankie Kazarian, the new World's Heavyweight champion.
All right. There are some good things. I think, is the universe healing?
No.
Oh, damn. I was gonna take that as a positive that maybe the universe is starting to heal.
No. Damn. Let's not go that far.
Okay. Maybe it's the start of many good things to come. Let's go with that, chat. We're going to be eternally positive about it. And as we become positive or stay positive or do the positive thing, whatever you want to call it, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Monday Night Raw and what happened on the show. So you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
As decades go by, milestones add up. But once in a while, milestones collide. On December 6th, your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night, Milestones Collide. Join us for the 900th episode of CB Radio, going strong for a decade plus eight.
For John Cena, the last time is now. And for us, it means 40 days of John Cena as we honor the man who defines hustle, loyalty, and respect. Available daily at noon Eastern on our social media channels, twitter.com/wildtalkradio, facebook.com/wildtalkradionetwork, instagram.com/wildtalkradio, and YouTube.com/RackRadioShow.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line! Go Stone Cold Simpson!
Did you know you can use supported creator code Rockin' Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to The Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Now get the guns, the drugs, from my generation. I'll take the fall, the saints, and across the nation, and it's a sin. The guns, the freaks, the fraud, the messing with me.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on rockradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you. Anyway, we can get you. I'm sorry. Ron Gronkowski was like trying to break a guitar, and I think he accidentally threw it or something because he had to fish it out of like the floor. Anyway, we are here to talk all about Monday Night Raw because we weren't able to Monday because of the gripping, thrilling gridiron classic that was the Patriots and the Eagles. Or no, excuse me, Green Bay and the Eagles.
Packers.
Green Bay and the Eagles.
It will go down at good time as a game.
Monday Night Raw. I saw the score at one point, and I was like, wait, because I think it was like the third quarter, and it was like 10-0 or something like that. I'm like, that's it. That's it.
Defensive struggle in the cold.
We'll go with that.
I mean, it was like in the low 20s in Green Bay. It was cold. Indeed.
There's freaking cold everywhere.
I know.
It was below freezing here in November. It doesn't do that. We weren't prepared. And now it's back up in the 70s again.
I don't know. I got nothing. It's been cold. I don't know.
Look, I'm Southern. We do not deal well with cold, okay? We don't do that shit. Like, we had snow flurries. Snow flurries in fucking November. November. Not here. It doesn't... Don't get snow.
I know. If you get an inch of snow, the city shuts down.
But we have one truck. Actually, no. I think we have three. I think in totality, the city of Atlanta has like three snow trucks. And I'm pretty sure they all live at the airport.
Where they belong.
So yes, things go a little haywire when we get snow because we don't know how to deal with it.
Anyway, Raw was a very exciting show.
It was.
A lot happened.
There
were two title changes on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Two title changes on a Monday. You don't get that kind of thing often. Barely get that on a PLE, but you got two title changes on a Monday Night Raw.
They're trying to switch it up. They're trying to make it exciting. They're trying to make it unpredictable.
Something like that.
I was genuinely surprised for, because I was like, wait, they what? They actually did it?
So a lot of people on the internet had a very differing opinion on the opening segment of Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Some people on the internet were not happy that someone was in the ring to start the show.
Mm-hmm.
And stayed in the ring. Why? I don't understand why people are mad. But, you know. Anyway, Monday Night Raw opened up.
They hate everything.
Monday Night Raw opened up with the game with Triple H. You know, the chief content officer of WWE. And he was out there to put over John Cena. Talk about, you know, everyone has their opinion on who the greatest of all time is. People, the fans, the media, the people in the back, everyone has it. But he, Triple H, he could see it from all sides, what it takes to be great in this business. He said one person was a box office trash. He left in the ring every night for 20 years, and one person who was ruthless on the mic and could tear anyone apart, and one person who did it all with a smile on his face because he loved this business as much as anyone on the face of this planet. He said this person is the single greatest asset the business has ever seen. Now, old Triple H, performer Triple H, would have said himself. And I would have laughed if he did, because it would have been funny and trolly. But in fact, go ahead.
I'm going to second that. I'm totally going to second that.
It would have been funny and trolly, and it should have happened. But internet would have lost his mind if he actually went and did it. But no, he was out there to introduce the greatest of all time. Hometown boy from Boston, the one and only John Cena. Now, when they were in Australia, you could tell everyone was a John Cena fan because they were minions in the crowd. You got a fair amount of green shirts in the crowd in Boston. You could see them everywhere.
You gotta rep the hometown boy.
They sold a lot of merch that night.
Especially since this is what, the last time in Boston?
It's the last time in Boston because there's only a couple nights left. A fair bit amount of green shirts in that crowd. They sold a bunch.
Can we talk about how it was green shirts and Triple H was doing the presentation?
You know, that's how it goes.
The coordination, gotta love it.
It works. So Hunter stays in the corner. That's why everyone got mad. But there's a reason for it. He's authority. He needed to do something. See, I said the one question he's heard a lot since he announced his retirement is who he'd like to face. The fans thanked him. He asked what he would like to do in his last round and talked about his final match on December 13th. He said they will come close one chapter while also giving people a chance to shine. Talked about the tournament, but also talked about how there will be exhibitions for the brightest that NXT has to offer as for the future of this business. He said it's about paving the way ahead, which is what he said he wanted to do for this tour. So at Saturday night's main event, the night John Cena retires, just like he did when he started, where he went up against Kurt Angle, WWE main roster talent, on his first night. On his last night, members of the WWE main roster will face members of the NXT roster. In exhibition matches, whatever that means. Basically just regular singles matches. Yeah. So they'll get some opportunities for some stuff. And he also had one last request, which that he go to Boston one final time. He talked about going to his first WWF show in the same building. They censored the F. As he was continuing to talk about Boston, he was interrupted by the Intercontinental and AAA Mega Champion, Dominic Mysterio, who the fans told to shut the fuck up. Dom asked Triple H what he's going to do with what happened last week. He took issue with his celebration being interrupted. He said he's not the one who gets interrupted. He says he's the one who interrupts old men. Cena then welcomed Dom to Boston. Dom told Cena it's not about him or Boston. He told Cena to let the grown men handle their business and speak only when spoken to, or I'll put you down, said Dom. Cena says, like, that's a fine speech, but Dom, you forgot where you are and who he is talking to. In any other city, you would have a chance, but not on this night. Tonight, I am invincible. He told Dom if he would lose if he tried to pick a fight with him. Cena said that out of respect that he has for Rey Mysterio, he would let Dom turn around and walk his ass to the back through the curtain. Dom said Cena would need more magic to touch him. Dom said he's not even peaked yet. He's already better than John Cena was in his prime. Dom said he would whoop Cena's ass at any time, in any place, in any hurry. Triple H said, I agree with the fans. As they were chanting from the shut the fuck up. And then Triple H brought up how you said, you any time, any place, any era. And it seems like this sounds like a great place. This is a good era. And that sounds like one hell of a time. So tonight, in this very ring, you will defend the Intercontinental Championship against the greatest of all time, John Cena. And then he called for the referee, then we had our match. You know, they put the authority figure in the ring so they can make the match. I don't know why people were mad that Triple H was in the ring. But hey, here we are. This was a really good segment.
It was a fantastic segment. I think people took issue with it because it was Boston. And I saw a couple people saying, well, it should have been Cena's dad that did it. And I didn't think Cena was on that good of a term with his dad. But the point stands that it's like somebody from his family should have done it. And it's like, the truth is they may have asked them and they didn't want to, right? Like he's very protective of his family and they don't tend to show up, at least as far as we know, on TV in segments or roles like that. Like he's had his brothers in a couple of his entrances and stuff like that, but they've never had like a speaking part essentially.
Yeah, they don't spotlight family like that. They would never use his father like that. It's just that, yeah. Anyway.
So, like, but, like, the segment I thought it was really good. I feel like they're trying to salvage at this point the retirement tour because it's taken a very weird path. So now we are on the final leg of the retirement tour where it is officially we're going to just flatter the ever-living fuck out of him, which is good. It's appropriate that Hunter does it. Because he is, frankly, on that level that he could, right? That he can walk out there and say about John Cena, this is the greatest performer this company has ever had, or one of the greatest performers this company has ever had, because truth be told, Cena is. Like him or hate him, he put WWE on his back, and he has carried it for, what, 20-something years, almost 30 years at this point?
No, it started, and he took off in 05, so it's been 20 years of John Cena on top.
Yeah, so 20 years of carrying the company. That's insane. So, you know, I didn't have a problem with this. I thought it was a really good segment, and I like that they are using Cena as a way to help build Dom and get Dom over, because this is doing really good things for Dom. It's showing him in a great light, because he's just that little shit heel, right? That you just want to punch in his face, like punch in the face. And he's so good at that. He's always been good at that.
The best part, he got booed.
He did get booed.
He hasn't been booed in months. He got booed against Cena.
Because he hasn't had anybody to really be booed against. Like, if you look at it and kind of the way that they've been booking him, and there's nothing wrong with that, he's always been like Roxanne or Liv's side piece, essentially. Or he's been in issues with Balor, or he's been doing other things. And he hasn't really had anybody that's a true babyface to go against. Like, you've teased stuff with him, and I think if you did like a full-blown feud with Penta, you would probably get the boos. But like, that sort of nuclear heat that Dom had there for a while is just gone. Like, it's evaporated. And I think if you could get that back, that would be amazing.
So Cena and Dom, a very by the books, by the numbers match, which was really good.
Yeah,
it was the type of match you would get at a WWE house show where you placate to the fans and get them excited for everything, every spot you do in the ring. And they did. They didn't go over the top. They didn't take risks, but they had fun with it. They did the Eddie comical chair spot, which was fun. We had a ref bump. We got a second referee. We had Dom almost beating John Cena, but as John Cena said in his promo before the match, here tonight, I'm invincible. He ate the frog splash, picked up, rolled through, picked up Dominic, and dropped him with the AA. And John Cena did something many people didn't think would happen on this run. Finished the Grand Slam and is your new Intercontinental Champion, which was good. Good that John Cena won the title. You kind of had this feeling that when the Dom has been keeping it, then they were going to actually do the match. People got upset that the match was not happening when they announced the tournament, or that maybe it was going to happen in Survivor Series, but it happened in Boston. And now, if all things go as planned, the winner of the Last Time Is Now tournament will also be Intercontinental Champion.
Ayo, let's go. I mean, I think at this point, especially for Cena's heading into his final match, it's a smart idea to not have him do anything crazy. Because I will give Cena full props on this tour. He has done a lot of really crazy shit that we didn't think he was going to do, right? Like, he's going to go through and he's going to do wrestling matches and he's going to do appearances, but he's not going to do ladder matches and he's not going to do cage matches and he's not going to do hardcore matches and he's not going to do this and he's not going to do that, right? Because he doesn't have to. And he's done a bunch of that stuff, right? Because he wants to.
He did chamber, and he's done hardcore with Cody. He's done stuff.
He's done a bunch of stuff that we weren't expecting. And so I think it's perfectly acceptable for him to do what would be considered a safe match with Dom, because again, he's got one more left. Don't need John Cena getting hurt right before his final match. So yeah, wrap him in bubble wrap, put him in there with someone completely safe and just have them do an average wrestling match. They don't need to do anything more than that, right? Like, they really, really, really don't.
You had the crowd. The crowd was the match. And he has three matches left next week, Survivor Series, and then the final.
Yeah. So I thought it was perfectly fine. I was actually surprised that he did win. I mean, I had heard the rumors, and it's kind of like, are they going to do it? Are they not going to do it? And then it's, well, is he going to win? And then when he won, I was like, oh, wow. They actually put the title in Cena. That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, but it's also cool. It's cool. Let him get the thing. He deserves it. And he'll lose the title, or he wins the final match and goes out as Intercontinental Champion. And then you do a tournament for the vacated Intercontinental title. Either way.
No, you have somebody pin him for it.
But I'm saying if they won, it could go out on... I've seen it's going to go out on its back. But, yeah, you know, if they won it...
Imagine if it's Joe Hendry.
It's not. I mean, there's other opportunities for him to show up and say his name. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe.
Because there's a mystery opponent for tomorrow, and there's a mystery opponent next week. But, you know, we're on the edge of our seats waiting to know who they are. But the last time...
We're going to have to cope if it's not.
We're going to have to cope when it's not, because it's not him. But anyway, the Last Time Is Now tournament has begun. It is Rusev taking on Damian Priest. Rusev got the win.
I understand why they had to do it. It was a good match. I understand why they had to have Rusev win, but I wanted Damian Priest to win. I'm not going to lie. I wanted him to win. Because he showed up and I was like, what the fuck is Damian Priest doing here? This is Raw. Did they move him back?
They did not move him back. He's just here for the tournament. We were backstage with the World Tag Team Champions. They were talking to Adam Pearce, and they won all the challengers that they could get. And Pearce was like, do you have a name? And Dragon Lee said something in style, which translated to Dragons with Style. But AJ was, we're just going to keep working on it. Then Maxxine Dupri showed up and said, and asked if, was asked if she's ready for a title match against Becky Lynch. She said yes. She said she could trade forever, but waiting to feel ready, but she's made her choice. Give me Becky, which means next week in Madison Square Garden. It will be Becky Lynch versus Maxxine Dupri for the Intercontinental Championship. And then the challenger got sucker punched by one Becky Lynch, who welcomed her to the big time and told her she does not stand a chance.
We'll see. We'll see. They're doing a nice job on this feud so far.
The Women's World Championship was on the line when Stephanie McCarr defended against Raquel Rodriguez. Pretty good match between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie would retain. You had Nikki Bella at ringside supporting Stephanie. They celebrated, they hugged, played to the crowd, and then Nikki hit her with the Women's World Championship.
Wow, I so didn't see that coming.
No one did. It came out of nowhere.
I mean, honestly, I'm for real. Nikki needed to go heel. Nikki needed to go heel. She's face Nikki Bella's all right. Heel Nikki Bella's way better.
Character-wise, like promo-wise, she's a better heel.
Yeah, she needed to go heel.
The last time... Go ahead.
So we'll see how this goes.
The Last Time Is Now tournament continue with Shinsuke Nakamura taking on Sheamus. Another good match. Sheamus advances.
I was like, when Shinsuke came out, I was like, ayo, all right, this is getting interesting. I haven't seen Shinsuke in a hot minute. So yeah, I enjoyed the match. I thought it was good. I like seeing Sheamus advance. You know what would be really funny? Hilariously funny? This is where Sheamus gets the IC title.
I mean, it could happen.
And he's the one that retires Cena. And this is how he gets the IC title.
For the first time and since, SummerSlam, Gunther returns to WWE Monday Night Raw. He will take on Javon Evans in the Last Time Is Now tournament next week on Monday Night Raw.
Welcome back, Gunther. We hope you had a good vacation.
So that should be fun. We had, I was trying to figure out where to go. We had CM Punk come to the ring. He talked about being sucker punched last week by a piece of garbage named Logan Paul. Punk said he knew Paul was a piece of garbage, but didn't know how big of a piece of garbage he is. He said he wouldn't fight Paul for his title, but he would fight him. He called out Logan Paul. Logan Paul came out. Asked, why are you so mad? It was because he's smarter than him and everyone else in this building. Punk said Paul was just buying himself time before he bust up his pretty face. Logan Paul said he's been punched in the face by Floyd Mayweather, and that was nothing compared to being literally flattened by Bronson Reed last week. Paul said that since the Vision dropped dead weight like Seth Rollins, you're getting cracked every single week unless you conform. And now my eyes have been opened to a whole new Vision. Yep. Brought out Paul Heyman, Bronson Reed, and Braun Breaker. Heyman told Punk that he's the most unlikable individual he's ever met. Heyman said Punk is friendless because he betrays his friendships. Heyman said he is miserable, rotten bastard. Heyman said Punk couldn't consist. He's friendless. He said miserable. He said Punk couldn't be more unlikable unless his name was A.J. Lee.
Oh, we going there. We go in there. The girls are fighting.
Punk said if AJ Lee was there, she'd leave all four men and pool their own piss and blood. Punk said it was up to him. If it was up to him, he said he'd fight all five of you because Paul counted as two. So all the Vision members surround and Logan Paul surround CM Punk in the ring. And then Jey Uso appeared out of nowhere. And then out came the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and they cleared the ring of the Bronze and Logan Paul. Good segment.
Very good segment. We were seeing they're using Logan really smart in this, where it's he's essentially the driver, but you have Jey also like trying to like escalating in terms of his sort of like drive to get that title and get back on top. So you have like Logan and Punk who are supposed to be the focus, and then you have Jey coming in and being that awkward third wheel, which is really good.
So we were backstage a little bit later, and the three baby faces were talking to Pierce. He asked if they were okay. Punk said he had his team and told Pierce to tell Heyman to get his. Punk said they were done with games. And then Pierce asked if Punk was saying what he thought he was. And then he goes, Regal, who comes out and goes, War Games.
I hope they do more with both Regal than just that. Like, they don't turn him into the next Ron Simmons, but also he said the thing. Let's go.
He said the thing, so the thing is happening.
The thing is happening.
Which means on Monday we'll probably get the rest of the team for both sides, or at least part of it. I'd expect Roman to team up with his buddy cop CM Punk and Cody and Jey. Maybe you get Jimmy in there? Maybe? As the fifth?
Maybe?
Maybe, we'll see.
I don't know. And I fully expect Jey to turn, though.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe you get the Beast for War Games? I don't know.
No, he can stay away. He can just stay away.
I don't know. We'll see. But the main event of the show was for the women's tag team titles. It was Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss defending against the Kabuki Warriors. Good match between all four women. Until Nia Jax and Lash Legend showed up.
Out of nowhere.
Newly formed team from this past Friday on SmackDown. Lash Legend officially called up to the main roster. They got involved. Alexa Bliss was taken out. And Charlotte Flair gets pinned 1, 2, 3. The crowning of new women's tag team champions. And a surprise.
A huge surprise.
Unexpectedly, that happened.
But I think the push with Charlotte and Alexa is the chase as opposed to them being the champions. Because the whole thing that made them interesting was the relationship developing and how that sort of came to be. And then sort of the revival of Charlotte Flair, especially as a babyface, And so having them as champions, it's great, but there's no push for them. They're just BFFs and they're champions. So this now gives them a little push that they maybe need to continue that on. Rebuild the Shield.
I think he's talking about the previous one. You can't rebuild the Shield because one bleeds in AEW and the other has an injury. So you can't rebuild a Shield.
I don't think you could, even if they were all three in the company. But no. That would be a discussion for another day.
Ad break. Hey, if you don't like ads, purple button. Anyway, also, Nia had really hard trouble keeping the girls in.
Yeah. Which is really unusual for her, because normally her gear is, like, really super...
But she wasn't wearing gear. But she wasn't wearing gear. That was the problem. She's wearing casual clothing, and that's kind
of... Trust me, I understand the struggle of that. It's a lot. They just go everywhere, and controlling them is a problem.
So the four women were beating down on Alexa and Charlotte until Io Sky made her return to Monday Night Raw, but the numbers were still against them until Rhea Bloody Ripley showed back up with a face mask. She broke her nose in Australia, or Japan, I think. She helped clear the ring. Kairi got Razor's Edge out of the ring. Rhea grabbed the mic and yelled, "War Games!" to end Monday Night Raw. So we'll be Charlotte, Alexa, Rhea, and Io. That's a team. Ooh, hell of a team right there.
I'm excited.
Nia, Lash, and the Kabuki Warriors. TBD on maybe they get a fifth, which they could. But
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. So that was a really good show.
It's very exciting. I like that we're already setting up War Games and we're moving ahead with that. So far it looks like it's going to be interesting. I'm not going to lie. Like I'm kind of here for what they're putting together. I think the criticism of the opening segment is necessarily warranted, if that makes sense.
No, wasn't. But, you know, internet. And the internet's going to be like, so why didn't, with War Games coming up, so they're not going to make someone bleed and in a pool of their own blood? No one's going to go through a flaming table on that show? No one's going to go through a bed of nails or break a mirror?
Honestly, breaking a mirror is a little tame at this point, but I get your point.
Well, she was thrown right into the mirror. It was in the middle of a ring. It was actually a cool spot.
I mean, in comparison to the flaming table and the bed of nails being thrown into a mirror.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone was bleeding. Because it was blood.
There's blood everywhere.
Yeah, that was Raw. It was a really good show. Really entertaining.
It was a great show. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Looking forward to next week.
But that's our show.
That is our show. So you got stuff to plug. So plug away.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. It's another edition of CB Radio, and announced and during the ad break. And I've been scrolling on the screen all night. December 6th, a decade. Plus 8 for 900 episodes. Be there. It should be a fun show. So, like this past Monday, there was no post show. Because the Eagles played. Which means, this Sunday, there is no WTR Sunday night. So I'm watching Eagles Lions, which should have more points than Monday. But we'll be back Monday for the Raw post show. Live, whenever Raw ends, to talk all about it. But we'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of The Rack. It's The Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search The Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Go to YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Check out our Instagram, Instagram.com/Wild Talk Radio, for 40 days of John Cena every day at noon. Brand new entrance video drops on our social media channels, so check them out as we gear up for the final match of John Cena. Chat. If you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. Do the thing. Support the channel. You can use creator code ROCKANDSOCK or...
It's M-word.
In the Fortnite item show. Or Epic Game Store. When you buy all the Simpsons stuff. Lisa dropped. Spider Pig dropped. Plopper. The Bush.
They have the Homer emote.
They have the Homer into a Bush emote. All the things. Buy the stuff. Use the codes. Why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lins Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimbleLinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lins Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mvgfilmsyoutube.com/mvg1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi because he does amazing stuff. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward, and you've been listening to The Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye! We're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness. No, we're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness. Somebody sound the alarm. It's time that you go. It doesn't matter if the world is gone. WildTalkRadio.com.